The science of what's called precision medicine has made huge leaps in the past couple decades. It helps doctors use genetics and other data to figure out how to treat individual patients, especially for diseases like cancer and cystic fibrosis. But there's been one glaring exception: mental illness. Karen Brown reports that a group of researchers based in Boston are hoping to change that.
Janine Austin suffers from anxiety and depression. And as someone who works in healthcare as a genetic counselor, they're open to a range of treatments.
And I've spoken to so many people over the years who have said, mindfulness meditation or whatever really works for me.
So Austin went to a class on meditation, but with all the quiet time sitting cross-legged, breathing deeply, and marinating in their own thoughts,
basically I ended up having a panic attack.
Clearly, Austin would have to try another approach, perhaps medication, perhaps talk therapy, and it could take a while to find it. This is the sort of trial and error that makes up the backbone of the psychiatric profession, and yet many in the field say that shouldn't still be the case. For more than a decade, researchers have been pursuing what's called precision or personalized psychiatry. Dr. Jordan Smoller of Harvard University is a leader on this.
The basis of precision medicine is leveraging individual differences in our genes and biology and lifestyle and environment to improve diagnosis and treatment and prevention.
But even he says the field of precision psychiatry is still nascent, a view shared by many others in the field.
I think we're not where we are for oncology, infectious disease, maybe cardiovascular medicine.
Tom Insull is former head of the National Institutes on Mental Health and now an entrepreneur. Last month at a virtual conference, he said precision psychiatry could help address the current crisis in mental health eventually.
But holy moly, that is a slow burn, and that doesn't really respond to the urgency that so many people are now feeling, especially through the pandemic.
As one way to jumpstart the research, Smoller and others have launched the Center for Precision Psychiatry at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. Some of the center's work focuses on genetics, and some on brain imaging, large data sets, even some animal models. One goal is to develop new drugs to treat psychiatric disorders. But Smoller says the complex nature of mental illness, like the elusiveness of clear biomarkers, has made that goal tricky.
There are thousands of variations. There isn't a single gene for, you know, one thing.
Smoller says researchers have begun to pinpoint gene combinations for major disorders like schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. But
when it comes to the prospect of clinical implementation, the progress has been somewhat slower.
Scientists and pharmaceutical companies hope to develop genetic risk scores to help predict who will get sick, as well as how an individual might react to a treatment. For instance, how the body metabolizes certain drugs. Ideally, that would shrink the trial and error time spent on treatments that don't work, avoid some side effects, and in one of the most active areas of research, even help predict who is at greatest risk for attempting suicide. Right now, even just figuring out who will develop severe mental illness is difficult.
The thing is that any tests that we develop like that are never going to be entirely accurate.
That's Janine Austin, the genetic counselor.
There's too many variables in what leads to those outcomes over and above just genetics.
Things like sleep, nutrition, social support, stress management. Austin, who's based at the University of British Columbia, uses family history more than genetic testing to determine whether someone has inherited a risk of mental illness, but that does not make it inevitable.
Could we end up in a situation where we've got genetic tests that say you're more likely to benefit from this or that? Yeah, probably. But should that supersede other things like clinical judgment or common sense? No, maybe not. It's something to take into the bigger picture.
That's what researchers with the new center in Boston say they're trying to do, seeking mental health biomarkers, using artificial intelligence, and mining other data to move precision psychiatry forward while acknowledging it has a ways to go. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Karen Brown.